Okay, we'll have first case, please. It will be...
The first case will be old business. It's case number 11,686, Emmanuel Shelter, Inc.
Okay, thank you. Gentlemen, I'm going to open it up for discussion on the on this case. Just going to start down with you. You're taking it, had it or tabled it, Mr. Rickards. I'll start with you then. Going to the notes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's a very emotional case on both sides. As we saw the last two, the last time they presented their cases, they did a very good job, both of them. It's been on my mind constantly since the first meeting, and I'm sure it's been on all my colleagues' mind, the first meeting. You have to excuse my voice tonight. I got a little hoarse there. The decision is going to be a tough one. And at this point in time, I'd like to discuss this with my colleagues and starting, I guess, Mr. Chairman, with you, and see what the rest of the people have to say. My thoughts will be presented to you after we hear everything that everybody has to say on the board here. And that's the reason we tabled it, so that we could all give it lots of thought. And we have. We certainly have. So you can count on that.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Ritten. Mr. Mills, do you have anything you can add or discuss or input?
I guess if you want an opinion.
Yeah.
I think that, personally, I think that the applicant argued factually very well in their further case, in that it would not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. Although there was what would have seemed to be equally argued as well, I think the opposition, their argument was more emotional than it was factual. We didn't hear from any professional witnesses. You know, naturally, the applicant, knowing what they are required to do with this board, is to convince us that the request won't substantially affect it adversely, and how to do that. Sometimes the opposition is at a disadvantage, and like I say, emotion sets in. What I feel like I heard from the opposition was emotional. There was a lot of, testimony that didn't even pertain to the issue of the case. And so my opinion is the applicant argued it much better, and I don't feel, although that there's some weight to the opposition's argument, that it would adversely affect. I don't think that they argued successfully that it would substantially affect adversely. Mm-hmm. And that's the question at hand.
Okay. Right, Mr. Hudson.
I would agree with Mr. Mills that the applicant did a good job in presenting the case, and as many controversial cases are, there the emotion becomes involved, especially on the opposition side a lot of times, especially when there's a new beginnings center in the area with daycare and young people who are attending on a regular basis, and the fact that also that the West Rehoboth area has made improvements over the in the past, and seem to be going in the right direction to improve the community in that area, including the New Beginnings facility. So I think I have to be very wary of the safety of the children and in that area, and the possibility, even though, you know, you talk about property values and things like that, that would substantially adversely affect the neighboring adjacent properties. And as we heard in testimony, that there wasn't a lot of property transfers in that area, but when there is a community center that involves young children, I think I have to think and put that foremost in my decision making on this case.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hudson. Mr. Workman?
I think both did a great job on presenting the case to us. Mm-hmm. For my part, I think it is out of character to the neighborhood. I think there is a child center there that's got to be looked at. They have reduced the crime 69% in that area now. Mm-hmm. They're trying to improve that area. The child center is about 150 feet away from the child center, the building is. That's got to be looked at. There would be kids in the neighborhood outside walking around when they testify. They had 68 people sign against this too. So there is a big concern in the neighborhood about this. And I just think it's out of character of the neighborhood. They're putting something in there that wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Now they're changing the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that's something we got to look at for the kids' sake. Mm-hmm. We're not sure for what, I'm in favor of the homeless shelter and everything, but we're not sure what kind of homeless people are going to be put in there either.
Right.
That's something we got to look at. If something did happen, that's really a load on us.
Right.
And that's why I think it's out of character, that neighborhood, and not in favor of it.
Okay. Well, I've got to voice the same thing on what Mr. Hudson and I guess you as Mr. Workman, number one, that it is, to me, out of character for that neighborhood, where they have been over the past several decades and come forward with it. Number two is safety, the children, that area. And to put something like that in the area, I don't feel that it fits in there with it very well. So my strongest concern is safety. The community has spoke, you know, they're not, you know, in favor. To me, they convinced me. And I want them to know that we have all taken that under consideration, and I have too. So again, I am not in favor of in that area for that fact of children and safety. And I feel it will have a substantial adverse effect to the property in that area of it being in there. And again, I'm in favor of supporting homeless in any way and every way. But this particular one in that area, it's one that I can't get over. Mr. Brickman, do you have anything else that you may like to add, or everybody comfortable?
Well, I agree with both you and Mr. Workman. It is out of character, in my view, of the neighborhood. We've got to take into consideration the feelings of that neighborhood. That neighborhood had 40 years ago, maybe you can correct me on this, Mr. Chairman, I think it was 40 years ago, we had an awful lot of problems in there. And the state police were in there all the time. The fire company was afraid of. I was the chief zoning inspector at that time. I had to send a trooper in.
Mr. Rickard, any personal observations that you have has
yes.
not been put into the record. So
okay.
It should be based on what we heard at the hearing.
So what I heard at the hearing was that they had made a statement that 69% of the crime has been reduced in that area, that they're happy in there, that they can walk the streets now, that they have no fear, they've done a good job in there. And I think that putting a home like that in there would be detrimental to the neighborhood, would adversely affect the neighborhood. And also the fact that I can't see anywhere where they said that this would be enforced. What's the enforcement? Is it going to be planning and zoning? Is it going to be just the church itself? Or are there other people there? Because they never said that they would be able to enforce that 24/7.
I think they were going to have the, well, I understood the door was going to open at 7.
And then close? And
close at 5. I mean.
But there still could be people out in the street, right?
If they don't get back in that.
They don't get back in that. And what do they do with those people? They, you know. So based on all the opinions that I've heard here, I think really not to belabor it, I think I'm going to make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
And just for the edification of the board, I know there's some proposed findings for and against in front of you. Kind of, you will review the if you had a chance to review those as well, part of your calculus in this one.
I'm going to make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we deny case number 11,686 for the following reason. The application should be denied from the applicant has failed to me to demonstrate that purpose, use, and set forth in the application will not substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. The issue of traffic, which they brought to our attention. The applicant produced evidence that to 22 individuals will live in the shelter, which is anticipated to have 5 bedrooms. The individuals are anticipated to stay at the shelter from 30 to 60 days, up to a maximum of 90 days, and will be required to leave the shelter daily for work and appointments as needed. The applicant presented testimony that many of the residents will likely bike or want to walk to the bus shelter for transportation to work and appointments. The bus shelter is located less than a mile from the property. Conflicting testimony was presented as to the actual distance from the homeless shelter to the bus stop, but it was clear that the bus stop was within a mile of the site. As a result, the traffic in the neighborhood would be significantly increased. This increase in traffic is particularly troubling since the adjacent Herbon Road has no shelter or sidewalk. The opposition has presented convincing testimony that the traffic along Herbron Road, am I pronouncing that right here, Herbron? Is that correct? Herbron?
Mm-hmm.
Road has been problematic and dangerous. The opposition stated that there have been numerous pedestrian and bicycle accidents in the area. The addition of the homeless shelter will likely exacerbate the traffic and safety concerns in the area. Let's take the character of the neighborhood. The proposed homeless shelter is to be located to land near residential properties and operating children's center, Westside New Beginning. Westside Rehoboth Community is a neighborhood with a long history, one which is recognized and important by the board, and I've said that to you tonight. At various points in time, however, the area suffered from crime and drug problems. Much effort and emphasis has been placed on the improving West Rehoboth community in recent years. These efforts have proven effective as West Rehoboth community has also experienced a significant decrease in crime in recent years, including a 69% reduction in service calls to the West Rehoboth over the last 5 years. It is likely that such a decrease in crime is attributed to programs such as Westside New Beginnings, which has helped give youth in West Rehoboth positive direction. The board is concerned that the substantial adverse effect on the Westside New Beginnings program will be amplified to the overall West Rehoboth community.
Thank you,
sir. No, I'm not finished.
Oh, okay.
The homeless shelter is proposed to be located 150 feet from Westside New Beginnings, which is a children's center used to educational programs for children in the area. Children often bike or walk to and from Westside New Beginnings, unattended by adult or dropped off by school bus nearby. Other children are transported to the center to center by their parents or family members. As a part of Westside New Beginnings program, children are active in the community outside the confines of the Children's Center. Participants engage in cleanup activities, fundraisers, outdoor recreation in West Rehoboth. The opposition expressed concerns, however, that the proposed homeless shelter located so close to the Children's Center will have a chilling effect on participation of the children in the programs of the Westside New Beginnings. The opposition argued that we'll be reluctant to send their children to Westside New Beginnings due to the homeless shelter, and participating to the Westside New Beginnings will decline the participation in the Westside. This argument was persuasive and convincing. A decline in participation in Westside New Beginnings will undoubtedly have a substantial effect on the use of the neighboring property. A decline in participation at the Westside New Beginnings will also lead to a slowing of a halt of the minimum and revitalization of the West Rehoboth community. Furthermore, the board recognizes that the children are an important and vulnerable class of people that the government has a compelling interest in protecting. A vulnerable population requires an affirmative showing by the applicant as to how this particular use will not substantially affect adversely this particular population. We believe that this particularized showing has not been made, and as a result, the proposed shelter will likely have a negative effect on the Children's Center and the vulnerable population served there. The Breakwater Junction bike trail is also located nearby, and members of the opposite expression condition that the homeless shelter would deter use of the trail, which has been a popular recreational use by tourists. The board also notes that there is significant opposition with the nearby West community to the application. The board received correspondence and petition signed by 68 neighbors objecting to the application. The voices of the community is one which does not appear to support the shelter, and the board has taken this factor into consideration as well. Ultimately, for the above stated reasons, the applicant for a special use exception should be denied because the proposed homeless shelter will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent property. And in addition, particularly vulnerable population of a nearby children enrolled at the already established Westside New Beginnings. That's my motion.
Okay.
Based on that.
All right. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,686. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I vote nay on these, and for these reasons. I think the applicant showed that the homeless shelter consisted of the area for the shelter consisted of different uses, residential housing, a community center, commercial uses and businesses as well. I think they proved aesthetically or from a physical impact that there would be no substantially adverse effect, in that the exterior of the property would look nearly identical to the current state, and that there would be additional street lighting and a privacy fence. In regard to property values, the applicant had a real estate appraiser with many years' experience in Sussex County that had, I think he was convincing in that, you know, there would be no adverse effect. And, of course, the opposition didn't have any professional testimony or reports or studies against that argument. And as far as the use of the homeless shelter, the applicant did present testimony that there was a particular vetting and emissions process that there was a proposed set of rules, that there wasn't going to be any sexual offenders or individuals with history of violent offenses permitted to live there. All residents had to be vetted by the Delaware State Police before they were accepted, and that list goes on. Residents had concerns about people who suffer from mental illness or drug and alcohol addiction. The facility would be a alcohol, we heard from the applicant that it would be an alcohol and drug-free facility. They were that the people there were required to attend addiction and counseling addiction and maintain their sobriety. There was, in regard to fire, the existing building would be protected from by a fire suppression system. There was concerns about that. And noise, there was no substantial evidence that, you know, this would use would create any additional noise. I didn't hear where there would be any negative environmental impact. In regard to traffic, the opposition had expressed traffic and safety concerns related to the shelter, and we heard facts that Hebron Road is frequently traveled with no sidewalk or shoulder, and that the community consists of many homes and a children's center, and the testimony in the record indicated that children who go to the children's center are dropped off by the parents or arrived by school bus, walk, or bike to the center, and a public bike path is located close to the property and to Hebron Road. The opposition had concerns the residents of the shelter would create traffic problems when walking or biking to the bus shelter located within a mile of the site. Some evidence and testimony indicated the bus stop is only a quarter mile away, while other evidence and testimony indicated the bus stop is about a half mile away. Nevertheless, the bus stop is within walking distance of the proposed shelter, and I think the applicants presented testimony which indicates that many of the residents will likely walk or bike to the bus stop in order to get work or appointments. I don't think that there is, as far as traffic, I don't think that there, yeah, I think the applicant showed that there would not be a substantially adverse effect. West Rehoboth is a historic community which has suffered from crime and drugs problems, and through those issues have improved, and though those issues have improved in recent years, likely due to programs such as ones offered by Westside New Beginnings. The opposition expressed concern that the shelter would halt the positive momentum of the community. While the concerns of the opposition are noted, these concerns are not supported by substantial evidence. No studies, reports, or other documentation were submitted by the opposition to demonstrate that homeless shelters, particularly shelters with controls similar to the ones to be implemented by the applicant, have a substantial adverse effect on surrounding neighborhoods. Rather, the concerns raised by the opposition appear rooted in fear and speculation, in my opinion. In addition, the board heard testimony from a supporter of the application that a homeless shelter in Seaford with less resident controls than its proposed present application was located near Seaford Christian Academy, and no incidents have been reported. In fact, the shelter and the Seaford Christian Academy engage in joint activities and enjoy a harmonious relationship. I think that the evidence demonstrates that the proposed homeless shelter is an ideal location for the applicant based on criteria needed for state funding. The shelter is located in a highly impacted area within close proximity of transportation, banking, community center, public libraries, groceries, fire, and police, and the shelter is located close to a bus stop and bike path. The location should enable residents to access transportation for work or appointments, and the applicant explored other options but was unable to find a suitable location. So based on the record, the applicant, in my opinion, has demonstrated that the proposed use set forth in the application will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. And for those reasons, I vote nay.
Okay. Thank you. No. Mr. Hudson?
I vote aye for the reasons previously stated by Mr. Rickards.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
I vote yay based on my reasons.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye. For the 90 case, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that I had stated, but also I concur with, again, with Mr. Rickards. And again, I do feel it's going to have a substantial adverse effect on the west side in the beginnings because, number one, my concern is safety of the children. And, you know, the applicant had stated that there was other options, that it's plural options, but they were unable to find a suitable one. And I just do not feel that this is a suitable one either for those reasons. So again, I vote yay, and not in favor of it. So, by a vote, excuse me, by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,686 is denied. Again, okay. Next case